Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Jayden Forster, good morning to you.
G'day, Pete. Good morning.
And you had a big day yesterday, my friend. A white wine lunch with family and then a date with Queen Elizabeth for her Platinum Jubilee.
Yeah, I stayed up a little bit past my bedtime last night to watch part of those festivities. And boy, oh boy, they just do things so well over in the UK. It was so great to see all of that last night. I'm a monarchist through and through, but it was just so great to see that last night. And so great to see the kids too having an absolute ball there with their mum and also the rest of the royal family. So yeah, it was great to see, and I'll watch the rest of it at a later date.
And poor old Princey Andrew's got himself a dose of the COVID.
Yeah. Unfortunate, hey?
Very unfortunate. I'm shocked. I'm in shock, Jayden Forster. Amber Heard's going to appeal. I'm in total shock.
Yeah, well, I told you last Friday that we were thundering down the home straight towards the winning post, and regardless of who won, there'd probably be a protest. Well, sound the siren, because there's a protest. Amber's lawyer has...
Sound the siren.
I wish we had a siren sound effect for this perfect moment. But anyway, nonetheless...
Do you know what I do have, though? Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's the official protest from Amber Heard's side of the thing.
We'll get serious for a second, because it is a serious matter. Amber's lawyer, she's been on the Today Show in America in the last couple of hours, and she says that Amber is going to appeal the verdict and says that she has excellent grounds to do so. So, look, it sounds like this thing isn't over just yet. What those grounds exactly will be, of course, is still unclear. It was a unanimous decision. Maybe it may centre on some of the stuff that they weren't allowed to bring up in court. I don't know, but she's made it perfectly clear that she doesn't have the finances behind her to pay any sort of damages, let alone $21 million or anything else for that matter. And look, I think even if she did have that kind of cash, I think that sort of legal bill would virtually ruin her anyway. But look, you know, her career, I think regardless of all of this, I think is done. His probably prospects look a bit better. He's still got a contract with Dior. He's filming a new movie soon. Other things maybe, but I think those days of being in big blockbuster films are probably behind him.
And I don't think JD would be chasing the money anyway. It wasn't about that for him. He's actually said that. He said he just wanted to clear his name. So, you know, whether he goes chasing that money or not, I don't think he would, but watch this space. Hey, troubled star Andrew O'Keefe has done a media interview from inside rehab.
Yeah, I find this one very peculiar. Usually people who go to rehab certainly don't speak to anybody from the outside world, and I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity interview done from inside rehab, but nonetheless, he has done one. He's given a glimpse inside the Port Stephens Centre that's costing him $700 a fortnight to the Daily Telegraph newspaper in Sydney, and it's a pretty fancy place. There's a tennis court and a pool and basketball and fishing and all sorts of different things. But, you know, of course, there's a serious side to this. He's going to meetings, both AA and Narcotics Anonymous. He seems to be eating a pretty wholesome breakfast. And as part of all of their rituals, he's telling himself every single morning that he's a good man. So he's in the program, hopefully. Of course, he still has some legal matters to deal with over the next 2 months, but hopefully he can get on top of his demons and come out the other side.
Look, Jayden Forster, Chopper Reid did one from inside of jail. Why not Andrew O'Keefe from inside of rehab? To wrap up our entertainment report this morning, Jayden Forster, it's been 3 years in the making, but finally a date has been set for cameras to roll on a new season of AGT.
Yes, the 23rd of June is when Australia's Got Talent will get underway. It's been a long time in the making, as you said there, 3 years. They were about 6 days into production when everything got shut down due to COVID. So it'll be fantastic for the whole crew to get back and to start doing that again. And they're taking it to Rudy Hill. Rudy Hill is where they're going to be filming the auditions. So this is the live auditions in front of a studio, in front of an audience with the judges and everything. And they're going to be there for about 6 days or so. And for all those eager beavers that are dying to know who will be on the judging panel, Sunday is the day, I'm told, when Channel 7 will make that grand announcement. So we'll have all the details firmed up by Monday.
Jaden Forster, better let you get back to the Platinum Jubilee Tour. Mate, you have a great weekend and a great week, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Have a good one.